Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. But truth be told, we do face a number of challenges when it comes to planning for retirement and life in our golden years, and that's why today's show promises to be incredibly helpful. The authors of Retirement Heaven or Hell, Which Will You Choose, are joining us to give us some solid suggestions on how we can plan for this unique stage of life and make our later years truly remarkable. Our first guest, Mike Drack, worked in the financial services industry for 40 years, but some time back he found himself thrown into retirement unexpectedly, and like a lot of us, he suffered from what he calls retirement shock. But while working through this major life change, he authored his first book, Victory Lap Retirement, and now he's following that one up with an updated version of Designing Your Best Life. And as I just mentioned, the title of this one is Retirement Heaven or Hell. Our second guest, Susan Williams, is the co-author of Retirement Heaven or Hell, as well as the founder of Booming Encore, which is a digital media hub designed to provide baby boomers with information and inspiration to help them live their best encore. And in addition to hosting one of the top websites in the world for baby boomers, Susan's now achieved status as a global authority and a social media influencer for aging and retirement. So after that lengthy introduction, you are going to understand why I am so excited to welcome you both. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, honey. Great to be here.
Well, and as I said, I know the introduction went long, but we are leaving out vast parts of your history because both of you are quite accomplished, and I am excited to talk to you, especially about this topic, because actually in a note Susan sent me, I hadn't even thought of it, but retirement now can last up to 30 years. So if we're going to live the third act of our lives, which a lot of people call it, we have to do some planning. I'm going to start with you, Mike. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your personal story, how you wrote the first book, and what makes Retirement Heaven or Hell a little bit different and a new encore production of that one?
Okay. What happened to me was retirement was thrust upon me. I was in the banking industry for 36 years, and one day someone made a decision to push me out the door. And I was really kind of surprised because I didn't know what to do. I had no idea about what retirement was or what you did in retirement. So I went out and got my hands on all the retirement books I can, but I was really disappointed because none of them dealt with the psychological issues surrounding retirement. They just dealt with numbers and how much money you needed and benchmarks and rules of thumb. But none gave me the answer I was looking for, like, what do you actually do in retirement? Because I had no clue. And that caused me a lot of stress and grief. And eventually I found in retirement shock, which is retirement hell for anyone that's been there. And it took me years to figure it out. I made mistakes. I had some wins. And then I said, you know what? There's going to be so many other people just like me going through retirement hell, not knowing what to do in retirement. And I thought I could help them by writing some books as guidelines. And the first book, Victory Lap Retirement, really tells about the concept and the approach to retirement that I thought would be the best one for the majority of people. And Retirement Heaven and Hell really is the step-by-step process to take you through retirement transition and help you avoid retirement hell and set yourself up for a great retirement. But it takes a lot of planning and thinking to do that, and a lot of people don't do that for whatever reason.
Well, and I would like to add, too, I think, Mike, when it happens unexpectedly, like that happened to you, that makes things even worse. So how great to have like a manual, a resource that you can go to that can help you work through, like you say, more the psychological aspects of it, because so many books on retirement are financially oriented, and this would, you know, you have to add that component, but to an extent, but, you know, it's your life. It's your psychology. It's your outlook on the world. And, Susan, I don't think you're quite there yet to have been faced with retirement, because I do believe you're a youngin', or whippersnapper, as I prefer to call you. But still, you have a lot of thoughts on this, and, of course, with your experience working with baby boomers being one yourself, but a traditional full-stop retirement, that's not really the thing to do anymore, right?
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, Eileen, I'm sort of at the lower end of the baby boomer scale, but at the same time, I found myself in a major career transition. And as I was doing that, and it just started me thinking about, well, I hadn't really given much thought myself to what I wanted to do sort of in my later years, career/ into retirement. And that's how I found myself very interested and very passionate about this topic. And I think people struggle with this because we really don't have any role models for retirement or the new retirement model as we're kind of embracing. As you mentioned, retirement can now last up to 30 years. And what's typically marketed to us is, you know, it's this time of holiday, vacation, and leisure. But it's really so much more than that. You can't fill 30 years with just, you know, sitting around and really not having any sort of sense of purpose or sense of contribution. And that's why I think, you know, this book specifically is targeted at that. It's trying to open up people's eyes to what's possible and the things that they should consider and how we should possibly think about this new model of retirement and aging as we move forward, and one of, you know, purpose and contribution and continuing to stay engaged.
Yeah, staying engaged, that is really, really true, because the whole a dream of, you know, when you're busy working, you know, 50, 60 hours a week and you think all I want to do is get out on the golf course or whatever it is for you, is a different thing when all of a sudden, and Mike, you had that experience, right? You left your position on the last day and then bang, I mean, what is that feeling like?
Well, one thing I did figure out was that you can't go golfing or fishing every day because it gets boring really fast. And so you need to spend time to figure out and say, okay, what do I want to do in retirement? What would a perfect retirement day look like to me? And then try to put that through together. And Susan said, you just can't expect to sit on the beach and watch the world go by, because you need, you know, fun things to do, exciting things to do. And maybe that work would be a part of that too, right? So there's all these different variables you have to consider and construct your own perfect retirement day, month, week, and year. And 30 years is a long time to go, right?
Absolutely. And Mike, I mean, that's one of the things about your book. I mean, you do have examples and some ideas in that regard, right?
Oh, lots of them. And you know, I think of myself as a retirement test crash dummy. You know, I've gone through all these mistakes. I thought it out, and I really opened myself up. I was vulnerable, and I said, okay, I tried this. It didn't work out, and here's why it didn't work out. And then I tried this, and it did make sense to me, and it did make me happy. And I put all those thoughts and observations down, and Susan went through them and helped me articulate them, and I think we came up with a real good product.
Yeah, because I think that when people share their personal examples, that gives everybody, you know, we might not have exactly the same life, obviously, but we can draw and then infer what would be best for ourselves and maybe save some of the mistakes that you made for us, Mike.
Right. So you can thank me for that.
Yes. Thank Mike, a.k.a. the test dummy of retirement.
Yes, right. I should wear a hat, a dummy hat.
Well, I don't usually insult my guests to this extent, Mike, but hey, you asked for it. But now, Susan, I know you have a full and busy life and are someone who I would assume craves a lot of things to do, etc. And I think one of the things, you know, for you, as it is for many people, is the idea of losing a sense of purpose or a sense of meaning or being able to contribute. To me, I think that is the biggest thing about the traditional retirement model.
I totally agree with you, Eileen. I think Having that sense of purpose is really the reason why you get out of bed in the morning. I mean, it's something that you look forward to. It's something that you feel like you're making a difference on. It's something that actually motivates you to keep on contributing, you know, and keep on moving it in forward in your life. And without it, it can leave a very big hole. And it often will lead to also boredom, which we have seen, a lot of the research, how dangerous that can be, because boredom can lead to a number of other negative situations in someone's life. And so the idea behind having a purpose is that it will help keep you engaged, and we think that is so critical, especially as you age, and especially as you leave a long-term career. I mean, there's so many people that you were physically or even now virtually working with, and all of a sudden in retirement, you may find that whole network has disappeared. So you need something that is actually going to help you stay connected and help you avoid the loneliness and the boredom and make you feel like you are still living a life that is, highly contributing, highly full of meaning, high, and also fun. I mean, something that you're going to really, really enjoy.
Yeah, I think that is true too. You can't lose that sense of fun. I mean, your nose to the grindstone, all you're doing is looking at the grindstone. And that's not what retirement's about anyway. But I think if you do lose that sense of, I have something of value to contribute, I think that's, in addition to adding boredom, but it is full-on depression, So I think this book is so important. Now, Mike, I know you've got 9 retirement principles in the book, and I'm going to ask you to share with Susan. You can split it up as you choose, but can you give us a brief overview of some of the retirement principles that you share in the book?
Well, these are principles that really govern retirement, and we came up with 9 of them, and really the start is, it shows the importance of having a good attitude, the importance of challenging your brain. It comes down to the basic use it or lose it kind of thought, and the importance of being physically active so you can actually do those things that you love to do in retirement, be it traveling or golfing or fishing like I like to do. The importance of having strong relationships with family and friends, because when you retire, you lose most of your work. You lose all your work friends. And if you don't have replacements for your work friends, you're going to be in trouble. And I found that out firsthand. And then, the big one is not having purpose. That's the huge one. Everyone needs purpose, like we just said, and you need purpose until your last breath on this planet. And you can have more than one purpose. That's the fun thing about it. And if you think about it, as you go through life, you tend to lose different purposes that were big players in your life, like, going to work. We went to work so we could provide financial security for our family. And then when we become empty nesters, we lose the purpose of taking care of our kids, cooking them dinner and doing all those things. So, those are things that are very important. And maybe I'll let Susan come here and she can talk about some of the other ones.
Sure. Well, basically, these 9 retirement principles are areas of focus that are really designed to help people consider the multiple dimensions of what's needed to contribute to creating and living a fulfilling life in retirement. And they encompass everything from the physical, mental, emotional, and also the financial perspective. So we aren't necessarily leaving that out as well, because especially in Mike's first book, he really talked about financial independence, and that's a critical requirement. I mean, we do need to make sure that you are going to be financially stable for whatever you're going to actually want to undertake. Now, the other thing which I really appreciated, when we put this book together, is that we recognize that this experience is really personal. I mean, everybody's life is different. Everybody's interests are different. And as we've commented so much about purpose, everybody's purpose is going to be different. And so what we also did was add some really key questions after each of these retirement principles to have people ask themselves so that they can actually come up with the answers on these sort of retirement principles that are personal to them and what matters to them. So it's not like we're necessarily saying, and this is how you do it. It's opening up the thoughts and the questions to, have you thought about what you're going to do? And so it's really more of a book about thinking and considering what is important to you in your life, and especially as in retirement, and then sort of designing your retirement in the direction and with a focus of where you want to go.
That is so helpful. I will speak for myself here. When I am having some kind of a crisis situation and it feels like a big, huge black cloud following me around, if I can understand the various steps and bring it down, and I love the questions at the end because that gives people the why. Why is this important to me as a unique person? It sounds, you know, I mean, I think you guys have really covered a lot. One of the things that surprised me, and I think, Susan, you may have come up with this point to discuss, but you or both of you feel that there are lessons from the pandemic that can actually help us kind of come up with some of these ideas about retirement.
Yeah, the pandemic. Now, I mean, we're still living through it, but it's definitely taught us a lot of important lessons as to what retirement may actually feel like. All of a sudden, people were kind of cut off from what they knew, which you could interpret, for instance, if you were cut off from your work all of a sudden, you know, you were somewhat isolated. You know, people had to find different things to actually fill their days with. So, for instance, if you were bored, it may be an indication of are you going to be potentially be bored in retirement. And it really served as a wake-up call on so many levels. I think as we all started to really recognize and appreciate what's important, our family, our friends, our health. The other thing is we all quickly picked up on technologies. You know, Zoom, Skype, and FaceTime all became things that people of all ages started to learn. And as well, it also forced us to take a good look at our lives as things started to slow down. So, I mean, if shopping was a passion or an interest or traveling, all of a sudden that came to a stop. And so that coupled with the fact that the pandemic really brought to light how fragile life is, and especially as we saw it impact older people, unfortunately, our own mortality also came into view. And that's why I think this is a real opportunity for us to slow down, take a look, and consider what are we learning through this pandemic and how can we apply some of these lessons in retirement. So, for instance, if you had extra time, were you bored? Or what hobbies were you starting to develop? What interests did you actually start to enjoy? Your sense of community, did you start to find that you wanted to connect more with your community? Neighbors started to get to know neighbors. Did you actually reach out and start to, you know, find new people to actually associate with that had similar interests? Did you start to use technologies? And how did you actually leverage those to stay connected or stay engaged? So I think that the pandemic is as painful as it is and it current, you know, continues to be, has also brought us some great lessons. And that's also applied to us in our thinking of how we actually view or will be approaching our retirement. So I think it's lessons that we don't necessarily want to lose.
Wow, I didn't think of that, but when you started to lay it out like that, Susan, of course. I mean, what a great, you know, a model for how any future retirement is going to look for us. This is a kind of a trial run, and we might not even need the test dummy to go through it by himself first. Well, anyway, I'm going to ask both of you this, Mike. I will start with you. What do you hope your readers will take away from this wonderful book?
What I want to do, and you know, both Susan and I want this, is to educate people about how wonderful retirement could be. And that's why, you know, we go through the retirement principles, because looking at a financial plan, you can't feel it. You can't understand what it really means. And, you know, it just deals with money, but retirement is so much more than that. And that book will give you things to really think about, like the questions at the end of the chapters. And the principles are things that you will use to structure your own days in retirement. And it will give you the things to focus on that are important for, creating a great retirement for yourself. So there's a lot of great information in there. But we recognize no two retirees are the same, because we all have our different values and things that, make us excited and happy. But it gives you an awful lot to think about. And, you know, that was our mission. I think we did a good job.
Well, I agree with you, and what a wonderful way to sum it up. How about you, Susan?
Well, I really hope this book inspires people to see what's possible. I think Mike did an excellent job of, as he said, sort of bearing it all. I mean, he showed all the wars that he went through and the stories that he had to share. But I think there's such learning opportunities for others to actually hopefully avoid some of the pitfalls that he saw, but also see what's possible. I think Mike is truly a walking example of, you know, really finding something new. I mean, he was not an author by any means before, but now, you know, here he is, an author of two books, and is actually out, you know, talking to people and coaching people on what retirement can be. So I hope this book is really an inspiration. As well, I mean, like we said, we've got so many years ahead of us in retirement that previous generations didn't have. And I think in some ways that's an obligation for us to rework how we actually view and live retirement and what we can actually contribute back. And so it's a little bit about legacy as well. What do you want to be remembered for? How do you want to, you know, live these years that we've been given and actually contribute back? And finally, at the end of the day, it's all about our lives and enjoying it and having fun and making things matter and not just going through the motions. So, you know, I really hope that people will get that from this book, you know, design something that's going to fit them and their lifestyle, and then just enjoy these years and everything that they have to offer.
Well, speaking of the book, Mike, where can we go get it? And I know you've got a website, so tell people where they can find out more about you and your work, and, of course, get this wonderful book, Retirement Heaven or Hell.
Well, it's available on Amazon in both the U.S. and Canada. In Canada, you can get it at your local Chapters Indigo or your favorite bookstore. And the same thing in the U.S. It's at Barnes & Noble and other bookstores. So it's readily available. And as far as our websites go, I have victorylapretirement.com where I post weekly articles. But really what I like is playing around at Booming Encore, Susan's website, because we're going to write more articles on retirement lifestyle, you know, different perspectives about retirement, and show what's, you know, some interesting things that other retirees are doing. So I'm really excited about her site, and we're going to have a lot of fun posting articles there.
Well, and it's great, too, because then you'll be able to take maybe comments and answer some questions and things like that, because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking ahead, especially, like Susan said, this pandemic gave us a real trial run. So great to know that. And Susan, of course, Booming Encore is a fabulous website. So anything that we can expect on that coming up?
Well, we've got lots of exciting things that we've just recently added to our website. I mean, I just want to point out quality of life and aging is something that's critical. And we've got a brand new assessment on our website specifically to help people figure out how well they're actually doing. And it's based on some really solid research from one of my favorite gerontology researchers out of Swansea University. So that's on our website now, which is great. We've got tons of information and inspiration to help people really, you know, live their best encore. And of course, Mike is one of our major contributors, which I'm extremely grateful for. And so he's continually giving us some wonderful content, which we are absolutely delighted to share. So that's boomingencore.com. And you can find us at all the social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, where else are we? Pinterest, and I think probably a few others are in there somewhere too. So please check us out.
Wow.
And we'd love to hear from you. And of course, sign up for our newsletters.
Well, boy, I knew this was going to be a great show. I've got two really stellar guests, and this has been so great for me. Thank you both.
Thanks so much for having us. I mean, this has been wonderful. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's been an awful lot of fun, and you're a great host.
Well, thank you. And you two have been a lot of guests. And thank you, Mike, for being the lucky recipient of some of my attempts at humor. You are also a really good sport.
My
well,
pleasure,
this information,
Eileen.
This information is so valuable. And, of course, we're talking to two real experts who were gracious enough to share their insights into this important topic, that it's important for all of us. So I urge all of you listeners out there, check out both Mike's and Susan's websites. Actually, in the information link here at Blog Talk Radio, I do link to both their websites, so easy to find. And also make sure you check out this hot off the presses guide to a happy and successful retirement, Retirement Heaven or Hell. The book is going to give you a real roadmap for ensuring your well-being and life satisfaction throughout your later years. And while you're at it, don't forget to go out there and show the world just how feisty a woman over 50 can be. This is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. Saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eileen.
Yes, thank you very much. Ciao.